Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Our special guest today is Bo Bowman with Angel Flight. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
Today, my very special guest is Bo Bowman, the South Carolina Branch Director for Angel Flights. Gee, Bo, I understand that you have a flight that you're going to have to do just once you leave here today.
Yes, I do. I became involved a couple days ago with a mission that's taking place today from New Jersey all the way down to Florida, and we're doing it in four legs, and I have the third leg, which will be from Greenwood down to Alma, Georgia.
Wow. So, gosh, and of course, with the hurricane that just went through there, I guess they're able to fly out. I know the airports were looking at getting opened and everything today.
Yes, we were concerned about that for a while, and I just, before I came into your studio here, I was talking to the first pilot, and he's late getting away because of... probably because of the roads up there and getting to the airport and that sort of thing. But so far, the mission is still going to take place.
Wow. So, you know, now this is a flight where somebody needs care at it's someplace in Florida.
In Gainesville, Florida. I'm not sure what the boy's condition is, but it's a two-year-old boy and his mother and father traveling from New Jersey down to Gainesville, Florida for some sort of medical treatment.
That's and there's no cost for them.
No cost for them for that trip, no.
Wow, that is terrific. And, of course, you know, it was just really since, in the last two or three years, you've actually started a branch in South Carolina.
In South Carolina. The organization I am part of always did cover South Carolina, but we never had our own branch office in South Carolina. So in order to increase the activities in South Carolina and increase the funding and pilot recruitment, they opened a branch office and made me the branch director.
Actually, I think it was probably the other way around. Probably since your involvement and being such a positive, upbeat, and helpful person, they said, why don't we open a branch? Bo, won't you run it?
Well, that's probably closer to the truth, but I didn't want to toot my own horn. But it's a mutual thing, so I'm enjoying what I'm doing very much.
That's great. Now, how many Angel Flight pilots do we have coming out of Greenwood?
In Greenwood, we just increased to six. And that is more than any other city in the state. Now, I'd like to say that Charleston and Columbia and some of the bigger cities had more, but I think because of my being here and having pilot friends and the office being here, Greenwood is the leader with pilots, but I'm working hard on Charleston and Columbia and Florence.
Absolutely. So, you know, we had you on a couple, 3 weeks ago, and we talked about the airport and the growth in the airport. And if you'd like to hear a podcast of that, it is on our website, WLMA.net. That's WLMA.net. So make sure you check that out. That was a good one. We talked about the old airport, where they were, some of the historic things that have happened in our area. And if you'd like more, listen to the podcast. But today... we're talking about raising funds for Angel Flights, and this here in Greenwood is going to be the first annual South Carolina Tournament of Angels. It's going to be Monday, September 19th, beautiful time of the year, and it will be out there at the links at Stony Point. So, gosh, Bo, it is such a beautiful course out there at the links of Stony Point, isn't it?
Oh, it's incredible. I live out there. I live right off the 14th green, so I know firsthand. I have one of the prettiest backyards out there because they keep such good care of the golf course. But, yes, it is absolutely beautiful. Georgia has always held their largest fundraiser, has been a golf tournament in Chateau Elan, but you know, with that beautiful course here, I decided it was time to have our own big golf tournament to raise funds for Angel Flight. And with the Stony Point, with the links at Stony Point here, it was an obvious choice. And Jim Medford and Denise have worked very hard with me to support this tournament and to accommodate it. And I think it's going to be wonderful.
Look at the difference since you live out there at Stony Point. The difference in the course from, let's say, 2 years ago to today.
Oh, yes, it went through a bad time there, yes.
So sometimes people go the links, but if you haven't been out there and seen this course, you need to go out there. Why not sign up and play in the Angel Flight? Because what will they use the money that is raised from this?
The money that is raised, first of all, I want to tell you what it's not used for. It's not used to reimburse the pilots for all that they contribute, which is the fuel and all the operating costs of their airplanes and their times. I want to make it clear that that's the donation of the pilots. The money that we receive is used to run the organization. We have to have coordinators that coordinate these missions, like this very complex one we are having today with four legs. We have a person that works with the pilots, we have a person that works with the patients, and we have an executive director and administrative help at our headquarters in Atlanta, and that's primarily where the funding goes. And the three things we like to say we use money for is pilot recruitment, public awareness, and mission coordination.
Absolutely. So it takes a lot to coordinate this. Now, how long have Angel Flights been an organization?
Angel Flight Soars is what we call ourselves now, and it originated back in 1983, and that's what, 28 years ago, as Angel Flight of Georgia, but since its expansion into other states, we've recently renamed it Angel Flight Soars, Inc., so it does not have a particular name attachment to any one of the six states that we cover.
That's right. Now, also, it's a nonprofit corporation.
Yes, it's nonprofit 501c3.
So you are really going to help out, keep making sure that people that need to get treatment who can't afford to get it or have to, a doctor recommends. Now, how does this work? A doctor says you could benefit from a treatment at hospital or center X. We don't have it here. And if you could get there, it would help you. Tell us how it works.
Okay, that's one way that works. The doctor can tell them and they can contact us. The doctor can contact us. Quite often it's a social worker or a caseworker at a hospital that knows of us, which is why I go speak to them as often as I can. The family themselves, if they know they have to travel for treatment, and the doctor does have to approve and acknowledge that there is a need, but the person themselves that has the need, the family, can call us.
And as far as qualifications to go, you need to be ambulatory, I think.
Stable and ambulatory. We're just regular private pilots with regular airplanes, and you do have to be able to get on and off the plane. You can require a little help, but it's not the emergency situation where people, you know, that cannot walk and have... Sure. Difficulty, yes.
Sure. That need an ambulance flight.
Right. And we sometimes get confused with ambulance, air taxi or air ambulance flights, yes.
Sure. So you came up with this idea. You're having this tournament. It is September 19th. You've got some great sponsors. Tell us a little bit about how all this is going to work, what time it starts, and how you can get involved if you'd like to help Angel Flights and help yourself to a great day of golf.
Okay, well, the actual tournament kicks off at 11 o'clock. That's a shotgun start. It is going to be a captain's choice format. So, you know, the best player in the group can carry you. If you think you're not good, anybody can play. That's my favorite format is captain's choice. But it kicks off at 11 o'clock. I imagine people will be showing up around 9 or 10, and IHOP will be providing some good breakfast food for those that arrive beforehand, and then as the people leave, or as the carts leave, they'll be handed a bag of food for lunch from Chick-fil-A, and then when the tournament's over, there's going to be an award banquet that's sponsored by IHOP again. So there will be an awards banquet afterwards.
Wow, so IHOP has really come on board as a
IHOP is one of our biggest sponsors. As I mentioned, Chick-fil-A and Brewster's will be all in Greenwood. Brewster's will be providing a dessert.
Dessert. Well, I can't think. You couldn't have picked a better one for dessert now, Bo.
That's for sure. And they seemed very anxious to help us. So, and we really appreciate all of our sponsors.
Absolutely. Now, of course, there's a lot of different ways you can be a sponsor. You can play in the tournament, but you also can be a hole sponsor and other type of sponsors. You're looking to make this an annual event.
Yes, we are. We're calling this the first annual Tournament of Angels, and you can play as an individual for $80. And remember, your entrance fee in the tournament is tax deductible because it's going towards I guess at least the portion of it, which is $50, is going towards Angel Flight. So you get a little bit of that money back when you do your taxes. Foursomes are $320, and along with that comes all the food, the breakfast, lunch, and dinner, beverages and snacks all day, and a cart, and greens fees, and golfer gift bags. We have enough gifts in that bag that the value is as much as the entrance fee. So it's definitely something worth doing. And then if you want to sponsor a hole, you get signage at the hole. You get all kinds of recognition in our program, at the dinner. And as I mentioned, signage with your logo on it at the hole. And we got about, I think, 7 hole sponsors at this point. And that is $700.
Right. So if you'd like to be part of this, all you have to do is give Bo a call. Now, if they want to sign up to put a team together, or can they come out as an individual golfer and get hooked up with a team maybe?
Yes, if they want to sign up as an individual golfer, we'll make sure they get on a team. You can sign up a team. You can do it however you want. And to sign up, you can call me at 554-3198, or you can call directly to the links. Kevin, the pro out there, I just talked to him this morning and told him he might be getting some calls at 942-0900.
0900, that's right. So, hey, we're going to be back in just a moment. We're going to be talking more about golf, more about Angel Flights. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
All right, we're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Do want to tell you, gold has dropped back a little bit this morning, folks. Those of you that sold this weekend, smart move. Hey, is gold going to go up or is it going to go down? I don't have a crystal ball, but I can tell you this. Every day we ship because we don't want to get hung out on this one. Right now, though, gold is down to $1,790. It's actually been a little lower. It's come back up a little bit. Will it go up more? Can't tell you, but silver is at $40.72 over that $40 mark. If you've got gold, if you've got silver, if you've got diamonds, you know where to come. Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. So how about give us a call if you've got a question, 229-6613. That's 229-6613. Well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Gracie is helping with the interview today. That's my lovely Weimaraner. She's over there talking to Bo right now, trying to ask him a few questions. Bo, I can't believe it. We already had a call about where's the airport in Greenwood.
Yeah, sometimes I find that hard to believe, but if you're new arrivals to the town, I can understand that. The airport is, if you're from the bypass, take Durst Avenue to the north, basically, out of Greenwood. Go out there a few miles, and a road will lie off to the left called Airport Road. You take Airport Road, and about another mile, you turn left, and it's hard to see. You're up on it right after deadfall. Then the next road is Terminal Road. Turn left into the airport, and you'll dead-end at the terminal in the parking lot.
Absolutely. So it's a nice little airport, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It is a very nice little airport. It was once an Army Air Corps field back in the 40s, and it was given to the county of Greenwood back in 1947, and the county has maintained the airport since then. We maintain only one of the three original runways, but they've done a good job of maintaining that and have just done a lot of painting and recovering and that sort of thing at the runways and taxiways and the hangars. So it's a very nice little airport, yes.
Right, and if somebody would like to get lessons, they can even contact the airport. Airwolf's out there, is that?
Yes, Airwolf is the name of the flight school out there. I'm sorry I don't have the telephone number with me right now, but if you just Google Airwolf, I'm sure you'll find it, or you can look the airport up in the telephone book, and Aeronautical Services of Greenwood is in the phone book, and you can call them, and they can tell you how to call and talk to Airwolf.
Absolutely. So this is an excellent addition to Greenwood. Our interview a couple of weeks ago with Bo, we talked all about the history of the airport. So I think if you're interested in this kind of stuff, it is fascinating. Charles Lindbergh circled around and dropped a letter that you're still looking for.
Still looking for that letter, but yeah, back in 1927, he circled Greenwood after his flight across the ocean, and on a tour he was on. Touched down in every state, and going over here, he circled and dropped a letter of greeting to Greenwood, and I've talked to the son of the boy that picked it up at that time, and they've lost track of the letter, basically, without going into the details.
Yeah. So, pretty cool. All right, well, Angel Flights, you even have an office out there at the airport now.
Yes, I do. Small as it is, down at the end of the hall in the terminal, I have an office, and now I do have an administrative assistant that helps me part-time during the week, Kelly Hammond, and there's usually somebody at that office, and it's big enough for us to get the work done that we need to get done.
Well, that's great. All right, we're talking about Angel Flights. We're talking about the golf tournament coming up on September 19th. You know, one of the things that I think is real important, Angel Flight Soars is honored to have been selected by Mark Hammond from South Carolina, our Secretary of State, for the 2010 Angel List. And, of course, this lists the charities that are selected annually for outstanding organizational efficiency and for using funds raised for the purpose of the cause. That's an outstanding achievement.
Oh, yes. We are very proud of that. And they picked us. We didn't have to campaign for it. They picked us from our statistics and how our funds are used from tax reports and that sort of thing. And we're very proud of that. And we hope it means a lot to people that are considering contributing, because you know that about 87% of what you donate goes directly towards supporting the need that we're filling.
You know, and that is so important. And again, the pilots, they do have to volunteer the gas, right?
Yes, the pilots volunteer the gas. And the gas is only about 40% of the operation of an airplane, because you prorate maintenance and major overhauls and that sort of thing. Flying is quite expensive, and they donate all that for these free flights.
And their time.
And their time. Yeah. And a lot of people are working, so time is valuable. Myself, I'm retired, so the time isn't as costly, but they donate their time and the airplane operating costs.
Absolutely. So Angel Flights is an excellent organization. We're proud to be helping out with sponsoring and making sure we get the word out for Angel Flights. The first tournament is coming up Monday, September 19th. I think that was a great time of the year to plan a tournament. You know, going into September, October, the weather just cools down some, and it'll just be an excellent time.
Yes, that's one of the reasons we picked September. It's just it's still warm enough to have a good golf game, but we're starting to get down in temperatures, and the weather's, you can pretty much count on it not being stormy, and we're really looking forward to a nice day.
Absolutely. So we've got all kinds of ways to contribute. IHOP is going to be serving you breakfast and dinner. Chick-fil-A is serving lunch. Brewster's is going to serve dessert. But then I see this Alston's Bloody Mary mix. What's that all about?
Well, it just so happens that a fellow that is on the board at in Atlanta, the board for Angel Flight, it also has two businesses. One has to do with computer servers and that sort of thing. It's called Cloud 9, I believe, Club Drive or something like that. He's got a couple names. But anyway, he also owns a company that makes Bloody Mary mix from scratch. Not from tomato juice or sauce, but they make it from starting with the tomatoes, and it's I've sampled it, and it is very good. And of course, he's one of our sponsors. He's a pilot himself, and I actually oriented John to Angel Flight. Each pilot has to go through an orientation program that lasts about an hour, and I oriented John, and John has become a member of the board now, besides being a pilot. And his company, Alston's, whatever that's called, there
in Bloody Mary Mix.
Is one
no
of,
question about what it is.
He's one of our sponsors and one of our very good contributors.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? It is about time for South Carolina news, and then a word from our sponsors. So I certainly hope you're going to stay right with us. As I've said, the price of gold has dropped down here a little bit from where it was on Friday and through the weekend. Right now, it is trending at $1,790.90, almost $1,791. Now, I don't know if it's going down, but it's already dropped quite a bit here today, so you might better come see us right here at Sharp Fast's Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Hey, news is up, and we'll be back.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
All right, we're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Gracie says, well, you guys may be excited about this, but I think it's kind of boring myself. She's taking a nap over there, folks. That's right. Well, anywho, I just found out that with this tournament, you plan to have about 100 teams, and people are coming.
Well, not teams, that's 100 players.
100 players, okay. And you're going to have a shotgun start, so you'll be starting at all different holes at 11 o'clock. But people are coming from all over, from Alabama and Georgia. And
yes, we have some people coming from Alabama that always support the Georgia tournament, but they like that so much, they said, we're going to come over for the South Carolina one, too. It's a foursome from Alabama, at least one that I know of. And then there's several foursomes from Atlanta coming. And again, they're people that traditionally have supported Angel Flight in the tournament in Georgia, but they like it so much, they're coming to the one in South Carolina. And they've heard a lot about the links. The John Alston you were talking about a little while ago took a brief tour of the course, and he said this course is, well, I shouldn't say this on the air maybe, but the best... one of the best courses, let's put it that way, that he's ever played on.
Wow. Well, you know, that's just endorsement about what we talk about every day right here on WLMA, is the fact that the Lynx wants to be the finest course, and it is. I tell you what, the bridge that they've added.
Oh, yes. It's on, number three or something like that.
People are getting their pictures taken at. I mean, looks like Augusta. It's Augusta a la the Lynx, right?
That's right. It's a beautiful bridge. Jim Medford wanted that bridge, and he's got it, and all kinds of shrubbery and plants and flowers around it, and they are using it for photographs now. And then, of course, the signature hole is still number seven with the waterfall, and that's over a pond, and that's beautiful also. So Jim has put together a lot of nice improvements out there. It's wonderful.
It is wonderful. And, of course, they've got a great greenskeeper that takes care of everything.
Billy,
Billy Ford. So if you have the opportunity to go out there or you're looking to try a course, maybe play a course you've never tried before, check out the links at Stony Point. You'll be glad that you did. Not only that, check out Bermuda's out there, because Bermuda's is serving lunch and dinners and a marvelous Sunday brunch. And they just opened up an outside California kitchen. They have spared no expense in the things they do out there. The California kitchen is called Bogies. You can sit out there, have a libation, watch golf on TV, and watch the golfers coming in off the course. What could be better, right?
Can't be better. No, that is, it's great.
It is great. So real glad that they are coming on board to sponsor and the Angel Flight.
And I would like to add that Bermuda's is being so helpful and cooperative, what have you, in helping us set up this tournament. We just had a meeting between IHOP and Bermuda's on Friday, and I was there, and they're just being so helpful. So, and you know, we're providing the food, so they're not going to be selling us their food, but they realize that the cause is so good, and they're really going all out to help us pull this tournament off.
Absolutely. Now, you wanted to mention a couple of your other sponsors, the Burn Center over there in Augusta, big sponsor.
Yes, our title sponsor is the Joseph M. Still Burn Centers headquartered in Augusta at Doctors Hospital in Augusta. It is now known as the largest and best burn center in the country, and therefore they get a lot of patients coming there for burn treatments, and therefore we have a lot of patients going in and out of the Joseph M. Still Burn Center. So they said they would be our title sponsor for this, even though they're just across the line in Georgia. A lot of their patients come from South Carolina, and we, our South Carolina branch pilots, support them greatly. So they are our title sponsor, and we are very happy to have them.
Absolutely. So, you know, and of course it is good for them because it helps get patients that can need the care that they can give people and get them back on the road to recovery.
Yes, burn is one of the things along with cancer that requires multiple treatments, and you
and
have to keep going
care.
Back. And specialized care, that's right. So, yes, this is sort of a win-win, our relationship with them.
Okay. And so another big sponsor is Magnolia High Performance Epoxy Systems.
Yes, that's a gentleman, a family that owns an epoxy systems company in Atlanta area. And he has been the title sponsor for the tournament that they have in Georgia. And he is a sponsor, not the title sponsor, but he's very involved in this tournament. He's going to bring a number of foursomes himself, and he'll be sponsoring a lot of the stuff you'll find in your goodie bag, like shirts and a fleece jacket. Well, I'm not going to give all those away. So,
epoxy that gets your fingers stuck one to the other.
No, I don't think he's bringing any of his epoxy, but the ball might stick to it and won't go anywhere or something.
Well, there you go. So this is what's coming up. You know, Bo, I think it is terrific. You're not from this area, but you moved here to this area. You got so involved in the community here. Angel Flights, I know, was your passion, and doing good for those in the community is a big part. Not only do you do Angel Flights, but when it comes down to sponsoring the event to help get the kids in the air.
Oh, yes. We do Young Eagles also.
Right.
First of all, I want to mention that my wife Peggy and I really love Greenwood. It's such a giving community, and there's so many opportunities to help those that need help. So that said, yeah, we both do a lot. She works in the couple soup kitchens, the food bank. There's just so many opportunities in Greenwood. And yes, we do run the Young Eagles program, and I do happen to be the president of the EAA, Experimental Aviation Association, that annually sponsors Young Eagles. And I guess that Young Eagles flies youth from 8 to 17 for free airplane flights to introduce them to aviation and to airplanes, and we do that annually. Now, I should mention, this is a good time to mention, that it's always so hot when we've done it years in the past in June. We are going to change that to fall now, October. And as it looks now, I won't promise you, but as it looks now, we are going to do it again this year rather than wait till next year.
Oh, wow.
We will have another Young Eagles Day on October the 22nd of this year.
Okay. Well, we'll have to know more about that so we can make sure everybody knows about it.
I'm the president, but I missed the last meeting, and I heard they decided this when I wasn't there. But that sounds fine
to
me.
Is that how you
sound
like you're president, too?
Yeah.
You weren't there at that meeting, and then
you're
going to be president, boss?
That's kind of the way it goes sometimes. But we're going to have it again on October 22nd, so people ought to keep that in their minds and on their calendars. And I would say we're 90% sure at this point.
Absolutely. Well, that'll be great. Maybe I can be out there for that. That would be fun to be out there that morning or something. Talking.
Yeah, you ought to come out and interview some of the flyers.
Yeah,
the kids.
And the people, the pilots.
The pilots, the parents.
Yeah, because you know what? Again, that's another volunteer.
Oh, it is, and the pilots don't get any reimbursement for these flights. They just love the joy of taking kids for airplane rides. And the ride lasts about 20 minutes. We go up north of the lake, travel down the lake, come in over Fuji, around that area, come back to the town, go over the hospital, and then back to the airport. So they get a big circle seeing all of most of Lake Greenwood and the city of Greenwood.
That's cool. All right, well, we just had a call, Bo, from Bill Willer. He goes, what a great example of what these new community members bring to Greenwood.
Well, Thank you. I appreciate that very much. But Greenwood gives us a lot, too.
Absolutely, it does. But it's nice to get involved in, you know, because so many people come to this area and there's nothing to do. And, you know, when you get involved, you find out there's a heck of a lot to do.
There's a lot to do. There's lots of opportunity in Greenwood, and we love it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So coming up on September 19th, which, you know what? It's not that far away now, is it?
No, it isn't. You know, at first I could think, well, I got plenty of time to do this or plenty of time to do that. Well, we're coming down to crunch time now.
That's right.
Everything's going along well. And before I forget, Ann, I want to mention the Index Journal's been very helpful to us, too, in advertising this. And they're sponsoring a foursome.
Sure.
They're going to be there.
Great.
They're a whole sponsor also.
A whole sponsor. Well, that's excellent. Well, if you would like to play in the tournament, if you can get a group of four together, or if you just would like to play, they'll help put a group together. You have to, all you have to do is you can call Bo, and that number is Bo.
That number is 554-3198, or you can call the golf course at 942-0900.
That's right, and that's the links at Stony Point. Let's hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back. If you've got a question for Bo, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Hey, that's right. We are here with Bo Bowman, and of course, they're getting ready for their big Angel Flight tournament. They look like they're going to have about 100 people out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a shotgun start, so everybody gets to play starting off. The only problem I see with that, you got to remember what was the first hole, so what is the last hole?
That's right. You start on 13, you finish on 12.
There you go. But, you know, if you'd like more information about Angel Flights, they do have a website, don't they, Bo?
Yes, Angel Flight has a website. It is www.angelflightsoars.org.
That's right. So angelflightsoars.org. Check out all the things they do. You may know of somebody that can use this service, or you may know of you yourself might have needs of this service. But it is an invaluable service for those that need to get from one area of the country to another area of the country. Bo, this afternoon you're going to be flying the third leg of a trip.
Yes, this is the first time I have been involved in such a complex mission, but this is a four-leg mission. It starts in New Jersey, goes down to Virginia, and then another pilot picks up the patient and his parents in Virginia, brings them to me here. No, wait a minute, I'm one off here.
You would be
anyway, I'm the third leg.
Right.
Yeah, I'm the third leg from South Carolina to Alma, and then the fourth leg is from Alma down to Gainesville, Georgia.
And of course,
Gainesville, Florida. I'm sorry,
Florida. Yeah, but you know, now so you're going to drop them off, and then you just fly back here to Greenwood. Is that right?
Yes, I will be meeting another pilot down there. I will drop them off, make sure the other plane is there. I won't leave till I see everything's all set, and then I'll fly back here to Greenwood.
That's right. So, and again, this is totally, totally good thing that you're doing. You don't get reimbursed. You don't even get gas. You have to pay for all these things yourself.
That in general is very true, but to give credit where credit is due, I should mention, since it's a Greenwood church, my church, which is Emmanuel Lutheran Church here in Greenwood, provides the fuel portion of my flights because they are so supportive of Angel Flight and what we do. So I'm unique as a pilot in that regard. I know of no one else who gets a little bit of help with their fuel costs, and I appreciate that.
So I guess we should say you're blessed.
Yes, I am blessed. Literally blessed by my church, and I really appreciate that. And that way I can fly, you know, I have so much money I can use to fly, and I can fly more missions with their help.
Sure. And, of course, it is volunteer, and if you get a call, you have, like you said, I think six pilots now on board here in Greenwood.
Yes, ma'am.
You would call them and see if they're available,
yes,
if that fits.
Exactly. I do that quite often because I can't fly all the time, and if I can't do it and it's a Greenwood-related mission, I will call them and encourage one of them, and they're very good about filling in when they can. As I've explained before, we don't sign up by getting a call generally. On that site that you just mentioned, angelflight.org, there's a section that pilots click on, and you get a screen that shows that you can scroll down, you get all the missions that are available and needed to be filled, and pilots look at that list, and there's a place on that list you can click if you want to volunteer for a particular mission. So the general, most normal way to sign up for a mission is to go online and sign up. But quite often, I will get calls that we have to fill a mission from here to there. And if it's in this area, I start making calls to some of the pilots.
Sure. So it's an excellent organization. The money that's going to be raised for this tournament on September 19th goes for the administration work, basically. Is that right?
Yes, it goes towards, we call it mission coordination, all it takes to run this organization, as well as funding to allow me and others to go out and speak to groups to raise funds and to make the public aware of what we do and to recruit new pilots.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to be part of a great organization by helping out with this tournament, you know, it's a win-win situation. You go out there, you contribute the money, $80 a person or $320 for a foursome. You contribute this money. You get fed breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You get a super gift bag. And you get to play golf at one of the finest golf courses around. Did I leave out anything?
Well, you can deduct a portion of that from your taxes.
So you can deduct a portion of your taxes, and you're contributing to a great cause.
Boy, you talk about win. I mean, you can't afford not to do this.
After this conversation, who knows how many people will be calling you, Bo? And that number to call is 554-3198. That's 554-3198. And, of course, you also can call the links out there. The new pro, Kevin Whitehead, would love to take your call. 942-0900. That's 942-0900. So sign up today. Get your spot. And go out there and have a great time. That is on Monday, September 19th. Starts at 11 o'clock and is just a fun-filled day. Should be an excellent time to be out there playing golf.
Yes, it should. It should be a good time of the year, and I guarantee you a good day. It's going to be a pretty day.
It's going to be a pretty day. You're guaranteeing it? Well, you said you were blessed.
Thought I'd give it a try anyway.
That's right. Well, we did have another call come in about this mystery airport that we have here in Greenwood. Her brother-in-law has a plane, and she would like to know where it is because she said it would be a great reason to get his family here in Greenwood.
Well, I agree with that. We have a number of planes that show up with families, with people visiting other members of their family, and certainly, and to repeat where the airport is located, from the bypass, the intersection, if you know where Bojangles is, the intersection near there is the intersection with Durst, the parkway in Durst. If you go north or northeast on Durst,
Like a pilot, take a left.
Yeah, well, it takes it's a left if you're going one way, it's a right if you go the other, but
right.
Go north on Durst, and in a couple miles, Airport Road will Y off to your left, and in about another mile, Terminal Road turns left off of
Airport Road,
and it's right going that way, it's right after Deadfall, you turn left on Terminal Road and drive into the airport. If you come to the women's prison out there, you've gone just a little bit too far. Turn around and take a right.
Airport is not at the prison. Is that what you're telling
me? No, but it's right next door on the final approach to runway 27. You can look right down onto the prison grounds.
Okay, well, there you go. So the hardest thing about the airport is it is hard to, the sign is not real outstanding if you're driving out there.
Yes, it's a nice sign, but it's painted green, so it blends in with the greenery, and it's not huge, so you do have to have to be looking.
That's right. So if you would like to go out there to the airport, check it out. Hey, if you've got kids, great place just to go out there and just watch some play.
Oh, yes, and yeah. we see that sometimes. Grandparents will be bringing the children out or their grandchildren out to stand at the fence. And you're welcome to go in the terminal and go out the front end and watch from there. A lot of people think they can't. They have to stay out and look through the fence, but you do not have to do that. Go in the very nice facility that the county has at the airport. You can go inside and walk out the front of the building and be right there where the airplanes come and go.
Absolutely. So check it out at the airport. Also, you can take lessons. Airwolf out there gives lessons. And there is a charter service out there. We don't have the number with us, but there is a charter service.
Yes. Rick Trammell, who runs the FBO there, which is called Aeronautical Services of Greenwood, and you can find that number in the telephone book. Rick also runs another business that charters flights. He has a number of airplanes, including a good-sized King Air available to him, and I forget the name of that separate company, but if you call the airport and ask for Rick Trammell, he can tell you all about it.
That's right. So, you know, one of the joys of flying is being able to just take off and go. You know, Jeff, we used to have a plane, and Jeff would say, I'll say, where do you want to go to dinner tonight? And he'll give me some far-off place. I said, we don't have time for that tonight.
Oh, yes. That's my real joy of flying is the freedom it gives you. And my wife and I, over the years, when we lived in Pennsylvania and here, we'll just fly out to dinner somewhere. We've flown down to Hilton Head for dinner a couple times. And it does. There's just an element of freedom and relaxation there involved, and that's what we pilots really love.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to be part of helping a great organization, Angel Flight, if you love golf and you'd like to be able to have a reason to play hooky and go out and play golf on Monday, September 19th, this is what you need to do. You need to give Bo a call. That's 554-3198. That's 554-3198. Or call the links out there at Stony Point, 942-0900. That's 942-0900. Go out there, have a good time, and help a great cause. You know, Bo, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We always learn so much, and we always learn how many people don't know where the airport is.
Yes, we get a lot of calls every time.
But, we sure do.
Well, that's a good thing that they're calling, because now we're telling everybody. But, Ann, I want to thank you so much. You've been so nice to me and the things I do, and so you're wonderful for our community. So thank you for, again, having me on. You're great.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Bo. You know, we are right here. The price of gold still steady at $1,790. Silver's at $40.75. We're going to be here all afternoon right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass, so come see us. And, of course, I'll be back in the morning. And tomorrow at lunchtime, very special guest, Adjutant General Robert Livingston is going to be on the show, so we'll be talking to him. Don't forget to tune in. This is WLMA, WCRS. No, it's just WLMA right now, right here in Greenwood. We'll be posting a podcast on this. Again, the number to call, Bo Bowman, 554-3198. That's 554-3198. Have a great afternoon.